The Red Cross report paints a dire picture of Iraq today. It says that 5 years after the invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein, millions of Iraqis face an extremely worrying humanitarian crisis. ICRC Middle East spokeswoman Dorothea Krimitsas explains.
Actually, in most of the country, it is among the most critical in the world. Because of the conflict, millions of Iraqis have insufficient access to vital medical care, health care, water and sanitation.
Lack of security has been the major concern. Since the invasion, more than 4 million Iraqis have fled their homes, half of them going abroad, mostly to neighboring Jordan and Syria, while the rest remain displaced inside Iraq. Last year's U.S. troop surge has improved the security situation in and around Baghdad, but the ICRC's Dorothea Krimitsa says life for millions of Iraqis remains unchanged.
One's attention should not be distracted from the continuing plight of millions of civilians who have been left to their own devices and who continue to be often deliberately targeted, killed, injured on a daily basis in fightings and attacks.
Krimitsa says today's humanitarian crisis in Iraq is not linked solely to the U.S.-led invasion, but to a culmination of decades of conflict and deprivation.
Today, what the Iraqis are experiencing is a crisis which has been exacerbated by the lasting effects of previous armed conflicts, of decades of armed conflicts and years of sanctions.
The Red Cross report says that in order to avoid a further deterioration of the situation, more attention must be paid to the daily needs of average Iraqis. The ICRC calls on those involved in the conflict to do more to ensure that civilians, medical staff, and medical facilities are not harmed. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.